whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 291. Today is Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week is the Naughting Shark herself. Naughting Shark herself?
Naughting Shark herself.
Does that sound good? Chris is here. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me this week.
Of course. Sorry. Internet blip.
It's all good. As we know, your internet is taking lessons from Australia. So... yay for
it
that.
It lives there now.
Yeah, apparently. So, anyway, welcome chat room. Hi, guys. Everyone that's joined us. We've got Nisi, Fair, Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you. 30 month subscription. Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you very much. Tiber's here. We've got Zaya's here. Paradin's here. Stir's here. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that. I will predict right now we are not going to have a long show because somebody needs to sleep. And as much as that could be me, it's Chris. So, yeah. So, anyway, we're going to get straight into it. So, I thought this week we would start off with just a little bit of yesterday for you guys was 1st of April. That was 2 days ago. I must admit, it's been a little bit of a blur this week. I went back to work, and it's been a bit. I don't know where I've been. So yeah, I kind of breezed through April 1st without being like, oh, what's going on? I did see the cutest Queensland police had done this really cute TikTok with Robert Irwin. Steve Irwin's son at Australia Zoo, and it was the cutest, and it was a great April Fool's. They were going to bring in animals and basically give badges to animals like koalas and parrots, and they were going to become part of the Queensland police so they can keep an eye on people. It was completely hilarious. I absolutely loved it. So that was the only thing I saw, but I thought we would bring it back to Blizzard because, as we know, over the years they've been quite creative.
It has to be one of my... I look forward to this every year so much because the patch notes are phenomenal every year. And it's just not whether or not I Nort. It's how long and how many times and do I end up crying laughing over the April Fool's patch notes.
So I didn't see anything on Blizzard on the website. On Blizzard itself, but I did find the stuff off Wowhead, from what I could see. So was that correct? Because I did see they did a huge Hearthstone April Fools, but I didn't see anything directly from Blizzard about WoW.
It was posted super early. It was okay. In the forums. Uh-huh. And I was at work and I was waiting for it to post like midnight. Now I'm like, where is it? Is it up yet? Uh-huh. I want to say it posted like maybe 12:30 my time, something like that.
Okay.
And I was already howling. It was good.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I've got the Wowhead stuff as well. So if you want to... guys, have a look at that. So give us a brief rundown of what did they throw at us this year with April Fools.
Okay, so we have the title for patch 9.4 is going to be Beyond the End of Infinity, the final everything beginning forever. Right?
Great title. Love it.
Great title. We have a new dungeon. It is going to be the Recursive Perpetuity. In the wake of the Jailer's defeat, all of the unexplored parts of Torghast, which, you know, I actually still do, and I think I'm the only one, have become open for plundering. And it's now a mega, mega, mega dungeon with actually infinite floors. Nice. Only realm maintenance or a shaky internet connection can stop you from finally reaching the not really final boss and were turned out to be the penultimate room and taking all their sweet loot. Or a shaky, can I get an amen, shaky internet connection? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a new raid, the Basilica of the Perduable Vaingloriousness. Some of these are
what?
So a new, yeah, our new class is going to be a tinker leaker. Yeah, you don't actually do anything. You just run around, you buff other people in your group.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. So you're a tinker leaker.
Some people I know over the years would have been really good at that class. That would have been awesome. So,
yeah. We don't get any new professions. We get new micro professions.
Mm-hmm.
So we get gastronomy. So it's like cooking, only make minuscule portions and they're all mostly foam. You get microscopy. So you can start collecting all the tiny little like germs and amoebas around the world. You get disc jockeying, personal water sommelier. Sorry, I choked on an ort. Then you get Paradin's personal favorite, beekeeping.
Beekeeping. Oh, cool.
He hates bees. And that's only available in one small part of Stormsong Valley. This is really more of a daily chore than anything, but you didn't learn your lesson with the backyard chicken, so.
Beekeeping would be really cool. Beekeeping. That would be interesting. Yeah,
micro profession.
Okay. Yeah.
Miniature painting. And then we also get micro brewing.
that would be interesting. I could see that. Maybe for dwarves, maybe like for dwarves and orcs. That could be, you know, that could be a real, I could definitely see that. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. So, a couple of my favorite changes, in general was now when you fail to solve the cipher puzzles, Pokopok turns into Pinch-a-Pinch. all toys that squeak now cause the player to gain full threat from any druids or worgen that are within earshot.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. We had some fabulous class changes. Death Knights, now that they have spent a meaningful amount of time in the realms of death, they found they don't really belong there. This class is going to be renamed Knight. Just Knight.
Just Knight. Okay.
Yes. That you play through an all-new transformative questline called A Knight's Tale, in which you'll learn that your real family heritage was the friends you made along the way.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Okay.
Yep. The Knight Phase Knight's potency conduit, Unnatural Malice, is now named Knight. And all Knight writing abilities are now Knight Rider themed. So, if anybody's old enough to watch Knight Rider, that one was a nort.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's clever. That's good. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we got demon hunters who, as their ranks have decreased, the Illidari have begun to look for other races for candidates who might want to suffer torture and permanent disfigurement for fun and profit.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Let's see. Druids, given that no one seems to know the difference between Maul and Mangle, they've been combined into a single new spell. Maul Gull summons some seabirds that seem to only live in parking lots.
Nice. Okay.
Yep. Hunters must now manually activate all pet abilities.
Wow. So, yep.
To compensate for the above, hunters are now able to tame, I'm going to say Holandris, but I may be mispronouncing it.
Mm-hmm.
And to compensate for that, they'll be nerfing basically everything else about hunters in next week's hot fixes. And they fixed a bug that inadvertently allowed Holandris to tame hunter players.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, nothing like taming another hunter, right?
That would be really fun for a challenge player. Playing a hunter, get tamed by a pet. That would really go down fantastic. Could see it.
Yep. My favorite mage one was selfie mode has been temporarily disabled for mages, as too many of them of their then and now posts started with a shot of their old warlock main.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Yep. For monks, their dampen harm has now been renamed moisten harm. This is now an offensive spell.
It is definitely offensive. Yep. All right.
They're so many. Let's see. Paladins, in order to prevent accidental forest fires, consecration no longer makes flames on the ground. Instead of holy fire, consecration now appears as a circle of delicious kale.
Okay.
Kale is a garnish.
That's interesting.
Kale is not.
Yeah. They must have too much time on their hands. Think of some of these things.
Apparently not enough, because priest, no changes needed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but rogues. Rogues. Now when rogues come out of stealth, they emote at their target with finger guns.
Oh. That, I think that would go down quite well. That would kind of be, yeah, I could see that. Passy leader, become, yeah, that would be kind of cool. I don't know how Stir would feel about that, but I think that would be pretty that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, let's see. Your favorite, of course, warlock.
Yes.
When summoned, your incubus now assures you that whatever tomorrow brings, he'll be there with open eyes and open arms. Yeah.
Excellent. I actually changed mine to the incubus, not the succubus. So I did that the other week. So, yeah. So.
Well, he'll be there with open arms and open eyes.
And excellent.
Your Dreadstalkers are now 10% more likely to hurry up and do their business if you plead with them that you're late for work.
I don't think they would still do that. I think they wouldn't care.
Let's see. Your ritual summoning now buffs your mouth so that when you're standing there chanting with your friends, your breath is minty fresh.
Nice. That's always good for an undead. That does help. I could see that.
And let's see. Warrior. The warrior was amazing, but you kind of have to be of an age that I am to get all this. Warriors have grown tired of being so focused on warring all the time. So in this patch, the class is getting a major redesign.
Yep.
Intimidating Shout has been reworked and is now named Shout Shout. The warrior lets it all out, declaring all of the things they can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Uh-huh. Oh, so good.
Love it. Love it. Yep.
Furious Slash is now Slash. The warrior transforms into a famous guitar player with long curly hair and a top hat.
Love it. Love it. Yes.
Casting Slam now puts your name on the list at the coffee shop so you can get up on their little stage this evening and present your poetry. And Charge now debits other players' accounts and provides them with tickets to come see you perform.
Nice. Nice. Awesome.
Yep. Well, so, and then next WoW Classic season is coming soon. It's going to be the season of intermittent fasting.
Oh, Okay.
Yes, that will be, let's see. The next version of WoW Classic sounds easier to you than how you used to play. In fact, there's only one hashtag change to overcome. Food buffs are now only available to you in the afternoon. All trainers in the game have been removed. Now that you've tried everything else, you might as well give this a shot.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. All right.
Well, that's basically this year's list.
Yeah. It seems like they've had some fun. Once again, I'm wondering, did anyone get fooled? Fooled by any of this year's? Or I'd like to know anything over the years. So I did go back and find some. I'm just trying to remember the tinfoil. You remember the tinfoil hat? Clippy?
Clippy was so good! Oh my god, Clippy!
That was, yes. So I found a couple of links you guys might like to have a look at. That's, you know, over the years, these go back a little bit, but, you know, talking about various ones, because, again, even though as challenge players, I don't know about you guys, but I know in previous years, I have paid a lot of attention. I haven't in the last couple of years, only because life's just been a bit like that. And a lot of times I find I wake up and I've probably missed... most of what's going on due to time zones, etc. But I remember through the years, you know, there have been certain things. And I'm wondering from you guys in the chat room, is there anything over the years that has really, that you've seen, that's been like, completely forgetting it's April Fool's, and it's thrown you for a loop. We would love to know, so pop it in the chat room, or certainly send us information. I'd love to know, because there has been so many things over the years that, again, you know, this was one of the primary things going back, 20, probably, some of the stuff was like early 2010, 2012, was very, very big. Blizzard has always been known for doing big April Fools. So that's some of the stuff. So I just thought I'd throw those links to you there if you want to have a look at stuff over the years, because there has been a lot, which is
some of these I totally forgot about, like all the way back in 2005 they were proud to announce the Pandaren Express chain of restaurants.
Yes.
And every time you visit, you would get an in-game fortune cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When did Mop come out? Because didn't they do... What year was it that they actually said pandas were coming into the game? Because they did that whole thing back in... I'm just trying to remember what year that was. I can't remember. There's many years, but yeah. So I don't think a lot of that has impacted at all on our challenges, but as WoW players, I think it certainly has been a little bit of fun, a little bit of, you know, again, to have a bit of a laugh. I know some people look at, you know, when you've been fooled and be a bit like, oh, damn, we're not getting that. That was an April Fool's. Like, you know, some people get disappointed, but I think, you know, there's some really clever stuff that has been done over the years. But let us know, what do you, you know, from anyone's point of view, how do you find April Fools? It's a, you know, it's nice to have a bit of a chuckle. That would be that would be the other thing as well.
A naughting good time.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one too. I've already got one possible show title. We haven't had that one before, have we? A naughting good time. There we go. I'll write that one down because that one's not bad either. That's all right. All right. Well, I think we've covered that. So I just wanted to touch base because, you know, obviously April Fool's does happen every year, and it's, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of a giggle and you know, some smiles and some groans and some eye rolls.
Okay. And it's amazing in the go and read the comments, cuz you know, people make real comments about, you know, this isn't fun, you know, and they're like, oh, you're new here. Welcome to WoW! It's April 1st.
Yes. Exactly. And you know what? I guess, I don't know about, you know, I don't know if it's been something that's, people just get so focused on life, what's going on, that you forget what the day is. I'm sure there is. I know with customers over the years when they've come in and they've gone, you know, what day is it? Where are we? And, you know, I guess people do get caught up. So they start reading things and they're like, what? What's going on? So I'm guessing those are the ones that then get a bit upset when they realize, you know, it's April 1st, but we have had a naughting good time. Okay, thank you, Niecy.
How is that even possible?
230, excuse me, sneezes, oh, allergies, yay.
Did you just say, I'm literally sneezing and you just said sneezes.
Sneezes.
Woman?
So funny. Alrighty. Okay, well, then we can't have that one, Chrissy. Chris, we've already had that one. So that's okay. I have got one. Nodding and sneezing. Niecy's already on it. Okay. Okay. All right, let's go. Hang on. Where have I put these things? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so let's get into the news, because we've got a Nortsic. How the hell do you say that, Niecy? Nortsneezical.
Nortsneezical.
Oh, that's... Ah, okay, alright. I see ya. Okay. That's so bad. I don't mind that. She always, you know, they always come up with great ones, you guys. That's fantastic. Okay. So, news, we've got a little bit to cover. The website is working. Apparently, huge thank you, Zaya.
Booyah.
Rudd. Nap. Thanks, guys. I have not taken down the signs yet because the code has gone live and I've got a show to do. So, priorities. Priorities was to show gets done first. So I will take down or put all the banners back, etc., after the show sometime, like later, because obviously between doing the show, editing and all of that, so that will happen. Now, if there are any issues, what you need to do is please do not message these guys directly. Let the mods know. Or I'm thinking I will make a issues channel for general. I think that might be the easiest. I don't think we need the Teams channel anymore. So we might just, for the moment, get rid of that. I will make a dedicated issues channel, so anyone on Discord can put the information in there. Otherwise, please contact the mods. You can tweet us or send an email, any of that stuff, okay? But do not harass my guys that are doing an amazing job trying, you know, working on the code and all of that stuff. So, thank you, Chris, too. Appreciate that. And, yeah, so, you know, again, if you find something with the code, if you've got an issue, please let us know. But it's basically go. Now, Teams are not. All right, so it seems all the other stuff is. We've still got things to work through. There will be still no state of the challenges at the moment. That will get worked on, and I'll let you guys know when that happens, because that's a whole entity of code and how that goes. So, but hopefully state of the challenges will be back at some stage. We've just got these awesome people still busy working on things, okay? So yeah, but for now you should be able to register. The add button should be there, and as I said, I will remove the that everything's not going, and we'll go from there. So yay. So massive thank you. Where's my little, hang on, where's my, this one. Thank you, Zyle. Thank you, Nap. Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much. These guys have been very busy working to get this going, in particular Zyle. Hats off to you. Like, seriously. So this is great news. Now, the other part to that is, now that things are trickling through and we should be able to we'll be able to confirm green runs on all of those people that have dinged level 60, and we have got quite a few. If you have hit max on a toon, you need to let us know if you've not had a write-up done, because we do like to do a write-up on our challenge players for their toon. So you can certainly contact Nisi through Discord, Twitter, and email. All the information I'll put up on the website, but if you need to, you can certainly find her there. And if not, you can certainly send me a email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. So Nisi's going to be busy. I will be helping her with that. Don't fear, Nisi, because I know we've got we've got a bit to do. But yeah, primarily we're going to get those done. Just, it's not all going to happen straight away. So those write-ups, though, will be coming over the next however long it takes to get them done. So we can give everyone their proper achievement credit for having a clean run. So yeah, it's easily going to take a couple of weeks. So so please get in contact so we can get the write-ups. Nisi, we have questions that we like to ask and all of those kinds of things. So we love to hear how people have hit level 60 on their toon. So very excited about that. So Nisi's going to be very busy. And and so thank you again to Zaya, Nap, and Rod, because wow.
Yeah, I
wasn't expecting that news to give you this week, so this is really, really exciting. But as I said, I will make a issues channel in Discord, but otherwise reach out to us on social media through email if you've got an issue with anything going forward. All right. Now, the other thing I wanted to make mention of is Spreadshirt has got a promo on at the moment until the 4th with 20% off everything. So if you want to get yourself some cool merch, pop over there. There's a whole heap of stuff. And also a reminder to our wonderful challenge players. So don't forget, while you're out there playing your challenge tune, take some screenshots. Because not obviously the Shadowlands one right behind me, but the bigger one. These are all screenshots that have come from Nisi, Zaya, Fair, myself, you know, just of the game. Which is what I wanted to do to change that into, you know, just we have got so many wonderful shots that you can get within this game that we play. So if you've got one, you want to send it, please do. If you can make it a 1920 by 1080, if possible, would be fantastic. And send that through to podcast@wowchallenges.com so I can add it to the ones that we have got. But yeah, love seeing screenshots. As we know, I'm slightly addicted to screenshots, but you know, only just a little bit. Yeah, so if you can do that, that would be very, very cool. Alright, let us, I think I've covered everything, and we've got two holidays coming up too, yes. Yeah, I know, Easter's coming up. I don't put anything.
We blinked.
I know, like we're in April, again, 3 months down. It's where, what's going on? Which just seems to be the way things are. all right, let's have a look at this one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
All right, Chris. What have we got?
You have now. Did you hear Chromie's time travel joke?
So cute. I couldn't not put that in.
when I read it, I'm like, what a...
I must admit, I did the same thing because I was like... And then,
what is wrong with this joke?
It's certainly, it's very cute, but I thought that would be,
very Chromie.
Very Chromie, definitely, absolutely. What have we got? Tiber's got stolen joke of the week. I love Tiber's stolen jokes of the week. Thank you, Tiber, I do appreciate it. My new girlfriend works at the zoo. I think she's a keeper.
That's cute.
I haven't heard that one in a while. That one's a good one. Thank you, Tiber. Okay, mine I've got is, what's the difference between the Forsaken capital city and the Torren? One is the undercity and the other is an utter city.
That one's good. Yeah, I love the Torren.
I just gotta look for my husband. Excuse me, that was... Thanks, babe. Oh, that was funny. Okay, Peridon Scott, did you want to hear a ghost joke? Is it then he doesn't say anything because it's like...
Because he ghosted us?
Thanks, Pete.
Oh,
yes!
Dang it!
I got one.
And that is the that's the spirit! That's...
Oh, love it.
Brilliant!
Two! Oh, nice. Anything, you know, the one of the most exciting things that I love about when Chris is on here, even the, you know, is just if I can get at least one nought.
She's gonna have an encyclopedia Norts by the end of
it. I'm happy. I've got two. Oh, and I've always got one on standby, which is good, which is this one. So now I have more, which is great. Fantastic.
More. No, yeah, P even made me a little, well, you see it all the time. I have my own little emote
I know,
for Discord that says Nort.
It's so cute. Seriously, it's so cute. Mm. All right. Well, now, what did I see? Mrs. Rock Guru hit 57 on Monday. Well done. That is awesome.
Congrats, MRG.
I was going to say, what? I can't remember if she said, what are you playing? I can't remember. I'm sure she's mentioned it, but my brain's a bit there at the moment. So please let me know. That would be very cool. That's her birthday, not a two. This is not gross. Sorry. We're doing the challenge show. I wasn't even thinking about birthday. Are we allowed to sing happy birthday or will I get in trouble? I don't think I can play it because isn't happy birthday like a really thing?
I think it is, but I like happy ding day.
Okay, happy ding day, Mrs. Rock Guru. Happy, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for that tone. Happy ding day. Happy ding day, happy ding day. Let me do a little cheer. Where's my little, hang on, let's do this one. Mrs. Rock Guru, there we go. Happy ding day and happy ding day. Congratulations. I hope you had a lovely birthday. So that's for you. And appreciate you. So thank you. Thanks for being here and sharing that. That's lovely. All right. Well, look, I think we're done. I think we've covered everything. If I haven't, I apologize. But, you know, oh, well. So I think we will get into the Iron Elites. Who have we got? Chris, who we got?
We have got the very, very wonderful Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sal, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Grand Nagus, myself, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rakuru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Wynema, and Zaya.
Exactly. And thank you guys once again for your wonderful support. We love our Iron Elites. They are amazing. And thank you. Thank you very much for keeping our lights going with the website and things like that. So we do greatly appreciate that. Now, from Stir and myself, once again, we want to thank our awesome mods for all the things that you guys do, for keeping me company here when we've got a show, because, you know, sometimes I take some time off, because that's, you know, self-care is good. But thank you for saying yes when I ask. So... And for all the things that you do in Discord, on social media, through the website, all of that, I do greatly appreciate it. So thank you guys. So Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you, thank you, thank you. And especially once again, a huge thank you to this bunch of incredible Code Wardens who have been busy. Zaya. There, thank you. Rod and Nap, who have been busy, you know, coalescing and talking and getting things sorted with all the stuff I don't understand. So thank you guys, and just a reminder that the website is working. I will sort out the banners and everything and take those down after the show. So so if you want to go make yourself a new tune, go try it. The add button should be back, that you can do that. And everyone, thank you for just hanging out with us, giving some time today to come join Chris and myself. We do appreciate that. to anyone listening to the show on the podcast, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I will be back next week, which is Saturday, April the 9th at 7 p.m. I was going to say 7 a.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, 7 a.m. would be quite interesting because I'm sure that'd be like 11 o'clock my time. So you'd get a very sleepy leader, which would not really be very good.
Right.
might not be very good.
Halfway through my shift.
yeah, 7 a.m. You'd be on your own, exactly. Oh, Nisi, come on, you'd be awake, I'm sure. someone would be awake. But yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I will have Nisi and Fair with me next week, and we're going to be talking about the next expansion predictions, because don't forget, Blizzard is releasing some Warcraft information. I can't remember. Oh, I've completely gone
the 18th,
blank.
19th?
Something, yeah, something.
19th.
Something like that. But just a heads up now that the following week after the 9th will be Easter. Will be Easter, and I will be taking, there will be no show over Easter. I'm going to have an Easter break, which would be fantastic. So, if you have got any predictions for the next expansion, please send them in, whether that is through Discord, Twitter, or email, like whichever. If you've got something that you'd like to share, prediction show is next week.
I will definitely send you mine since I can't come.
Yes.
I will definitely send you mine.
Excellent. Excellent. That'll be exciting. All right. Well, Chris, where can we find you?
You can find... I actually had to think about it. You can find me in Discord. I know, right? I just think I don't ever do this. Discord. Chris W. And Twitter. What am I?
It's Chris W.
Yes. I'm like, what am I? It's Chris W.
Thank you, Peridon. I was exactly going to say that. Otherwise, you find Chris at work.
He doesn't even know that I have to go to work tomorrow, and he's saying that.
I do agree with him, though. If in doubt, you can find her at work.
She's at work.
Yep. See, Nisi and Peridon. Exactly.
You guys are all going to bed at 7. I've been at work since midnight.
Yeah.
I need a new job.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for that. And where you can find us, don't forget, wildchallenges.com is the website. All the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel is up there. If you want to listen to the podcast, Google Play, iTunes, and Spotify, they should be up there. And if not, if you've got any jokes, tips, predictions for next week's show, any issues regarding the website with trying to, you know, register, or pretty screenshots, please send them to podcast@wildchallenges.com, where you can find me pretty much later. LWETA is all the things through Discord. My email is leaderwow@gmail.com if you need to personally get in contact with me. Instagram if you want to see, you know, photos of food, baking, stuff.
We love food.
We do. That rocky road was fun.
Amazing looking.
Yeah, it was a different recipe. So I made Rocky Road last night. I'm going to post that on TikTok today because I love, again, addicted to TikTok, really enjoying TikTok. And I'm doing a vlog for something for my real life vlog over at Kim Loves, because if you didn't know, my name is Kim. And just putting it out there, it's K-Y-M, not K-I, okay?
There is no I in Kim.
There is no I in Kim, exactly. So I am doing a vlog this year. I've started a vlog, And there's all the things, and I like ramble on and coffee and, you know, baking and stuff. So so we will be doing, I am doing that. So you can check that out. I did episode vlog 25 yesterday. Well, this morning. Because I kind of passed out last night. I was a bit tired. Slightly. So yeah, so pop over there. And I think we've covered all the bits. So yeah. All right. Last lot of thank yous. Chris, who have we got?
The thing that still makes me nort. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro and Niecy's Flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Exactly. We love the intro so much. He did such a great job. So, you know, thank you, Russ. And thank you, Niecy. Also, I want to thank my husband, Execute, for helping me out with the outro. We changed the outro this year. And, yeah, he helped me out. So you'll hear his voice in a moment. And I do appreciate him helping me out with that. So other than that, guys, thank you. Thank you so much for being here and having some time with Chris and I today. Chris, you need to go to bed. So we're going to, you know, you need to sleep because you need to be up to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. I need the lottery. That's what I need. I need the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So again, just a massive shout out to Zaya, Nap Time, and Rudd for all the hard work. Seriously, guys, all the hard work they've done with working on the code and things like that. So the code is go. So if you want to go and make a new tune, register, etc., go for it. I will fix the banners, take the banners down after I've finished the show. And again, if you've got any issues, I'll make an issues channel in Discord. Otherwise, contact the mods or myself via social media, etc. And we can go from there. But again, huge thank you, guys. I just was not expecting this today, so it's great. Which means, guess who gets to make a new challenge tune?
Everybody.
Exactly, and this one. Hopefully, I'm gonna live stream it. That's gonna be. I need to get back into doing some of that. So I still can't. Yeah, it's gonna be Warlock. Does that surprise anyone?
Shocking.
No. Anyway, all right, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out. Please stay safe wherever you are in this crazy world, whether we are also in-game or out-of-game. Just stay safe. Thank you, Chris, for being here. Mwah. Appreciate you. Mwah. No. I can't guarantee that. And we will catch you next week with Niecy and Fair and a prediction show for the next expansion. All right, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.